Good morning, good afternoon. This is Rita here. We'll just wait another 1 or 2 minutes for more participants to join. May I already ask if John is online?
Yes, I'm here, Rita.
Okay, so John, if I think there's still a few participants joining us, so if we would start the meeting, let's say, at in another 2 minutes.
Okay.
Hello, Rita. This is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Yes, Susan, I know we don't take roll calls anymore because we are the digital team. We have other means to check who is dialing in. So I know I haven't mentioned that.
All right, thank you.
No, I haven't mentioned
thank
that you. To you in the past.
All right, thanks.
Hello, Gary.
Good morning.
As well, thank you.
So, yeah. John, do you want to start?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Matthew. We've got a short meeting today, just a couple of topics. One of the discussion and then an update from the team. I'm not a certain reader who's leading the first discussion. Is that yourself?
That's going to be Isa.
Okay, can we go ahead and get started with the discussion?
Hello, everyone. So the first topic on the agenda that I will going to present is going to be the progress towards the release of the annual IFRS taxonomy. I will quickly remind you about all the information that we've been discussing last time, what is going to be in taxonomy. The new really thing that I would like to focus on today is the feedback that we received on the proposed taxonomy updates on 2 documents. So let's move to the first slide. That is just a reminder.
All participants are now muted.
Yes, so the other thing which I wanted to mention, just to make it easier and smoother, I will ask for your questions at the end of the presentation. We will have enough time for everybody, if you have any questions, to be able to answer them. So the first slide is the progress report. Again, just a high-level summary. In the annual taxonomy 2018, we will have changes resulted from the 4 updates. And as you can see, high-level from the slide, we have already closed or published the final update on IFRS 17 insurance contracts. Then the 2 next updates are those that we will focus a little bit more today because the consultation period has finished. So I will tell you a little bit about the feedback that we have received and what we are going to do with that feedback. And we are aiming to include the final updates in the annual taxonomy that we are planning to publish in March. And then the last one is a carry forward from the last year. Some of those changes were already included in 2017 taxonomy, some will be in 2018. Again, I will remind you why this is happening. There are also some small admin changes to the annual taxonomy that I will tell you at the end as well. So the next slide is mostly the reminder of the IFRS 17. Again, this is already published. We've been through the whole due process, which took us half of the year. But again, there was an extensive discussion internally with the board and externally with the ITCG. And there were some changes that we done at the end of the year. Again, discussed with the board and the ITCG, and the final update was issued in January 2018. The next update is the amendments to IFRS 9 resulted from prepayment features with negative compensation. The comment letter period ended mid-December. We are discussing now the feedback with you and also with the board, and we are planning to finalize that in March. On the next slide, there is a summary of the feedback that we have received, and in essence we received two comment letters. Mostly it was agreement with what we proposed to change in the IFRS taxonomy as the result of the amendments to IFRS 9. There was one comment asking us whether we can consider to add an element for the transition adjustment inequity, that is in paragraph 7233. For your convenience, I have copied that in the appendix if you want to see, but in essence our response to that comment is that we haven't included that element because IFRS taxonomy mainly reflects presentation and disclosure requirements, and this requirement was just a recognition requirement, so we don't normally include any elements for recognition requirements, and therefore we didn't include element here. But also as a side note, what we wanted to note is IS1 already includes some generic requirements related to the changes in statement of equity, and the transition adjustments are part of that adjustment, so we expect people to be able to use this element for all the transition adjustments, including that transition adjustment. So the next update is the annual improvement. The comment letter period ended at the very end of January. We have received one comment letter, and again, we're reporting feedback to the ITCG. We also discussed the feedback that we have received with our review taxonomy panel, and we're planning to finalize the update in March. So if we turn to the next slide, this is the summary of this feedback. This comment that's received was from one of our members, ITCG, Meryl. Mostly the comment letter did agree with the proposed changes to the IFRS taxonomy. There were a few editorial corrections that we've decided to take and improve the IFRS taxonomy for the annual taxonomy 2018. But actually, this comment letter mostly suggested further improvement for those standards, and there was a variety of those improvements. I mentioned here a few just to give you an example. So there was some ideas for additional guidance for the use of axis of discontinued operation, which might be as an implementation note. There were some ideas of introduction of new categories just to improve IFRS taxonomy and usability of that IFRS taxonomy. And lastly, there were some ideas of the common practice elements that we normally need to take a separate project and just do the analysis in order to be able to add those elements. So we will not be able, obviously, to include it in 2018 taxonomy because that requires some additional work, but we are planning to think about those comments and any other comments that we have received in the last year on the improvements to annual taxonomy. We will consider all of them and we will decide this year how we are going to change the IFRS taxonomy as a result of that. So the last update that I wanted to talk to you about are the amendments to IFRS 4. And again, that was published already in 2016, but it's kind of still on our agenda because not all of the elements were included in the 2017 annual taxonomy. And the changes that were not included are mostly related to the allowed deferral of IFRS 9 for some specific entities. And when those entities defer IFRS 9, there are some additional disclosures that they are required to provide. And those disclosures were not applicable before 2018 when the IFRS 9 is only effective. So normally we include all elements for the standards that are becoming effective in the future, mostly because there is an early application allowed. For those elements, that was not possible, mostly because nobody early implement IFRS 9 just to defer it. So there was just a logical issue here. So we didn't include those elements in the past because we thought it would create confusion. We will add them to the annual taxonomy 2018. The last thing which I wanted to highlight here, as a result of that amendment, we will not deprecate IS-39 elements or any related amendments to other standards that are made as a result of IS-39, because those will be still applicable for some entities until 2021. So what we are going to do is just change their expiry date. There is also some other changes related to the effective expiry date, and that is mostly related to IFRS 15 that will become effective this year, and therefore some elements related to IS 18 and IS 11 will expire this year. So we are planning to deprecate those elements. This is 9 elements for IS 18 and 9 elements for IS 11. We are also planning to deprecate the 2 ELRs that are related to those standards. That is ELR notes revenue and ELR notes construction contracts. We also planning to deprecate 9 elements from ELR notes analysis of income and expense. Those are again those elements that are related specifically to revenue standards. There are quite a few elements that are resulting from the common practice analysis that we are not planning to deprecate. They are still going to stay in the IFRS taxonomy. So I think with that, I think we are on a, I just wanted to summarize that I think we are on a good pace to make sure that we release this taxonomy in March as we normally do. And those changes that I've discussed will be included in that annual taxonomy. So I think that's all from me. And if you have any questions, I think that will be a good time to ask them.
All participant lines are now unmuted.
Do we have any questions? Are you looking for any further feedback or just questions at this point?
So I think on the updates, again, we discussed all the updates as I have shown on the slides with you in the past. So I don't think we are looking for any changes for the annual taxonomy, but we are always open for any further improvements that we may do for the annual taxonomy. We are not able to probably respond straight away, but as I said, for the annual improvements, for example, comment letter, we have received some suggestions and we are planning to think about them in the future and probably incorporate some in the annual taxonomy. So again, if you have any further suggestions for future improvements, we are always happy to take them, not necessarily at this call, but any point in time.
Yeah. And also, John, I want to just emphasize, really, we had, based on our due process, we really need to review any comments that we receive with the ITCG. So this meeting was less to our specific question, but just to make sure that we have updated ITCG members on the steps we took to complete the annual taxonomy. Again, any
great
questions, welcome.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like we have any questions at this point. So thank you for the update. Can we move on to the second topic, the illustrated examples?
Sure. I'll just put a mute. It will be a quick update, but I just want to make sure that everyone's on mute.
All participants are now muted.
So this is just a quick update related to the illustrative examples for the IFRS taxonomy. In summary, we are going to introduce improvements how tagged information is displayed in the inline XBRL document. So those changes are as follow: align examples to the most up-to-date version of the inline XBRL 1.1 specification. Apply XBRL tags for reported dashes and not available values. So here it will be introduced nil values and zero comma dash values in examples. Correct units displayed in XBRL property window. Display unscaled values within XBRL properties window. Change how the context and unit information are displayed for reported data. and fix freeze effects on of the XBR properties windows. So all of these changes will be introduced in the IFRS taxonomy 2018 illustrative examples, and in the previous examples related to the IFRS taxonomy 2017. So all of these changes are related to technicality of the inline documents, and we will not change the content of those examples. So the timeline for this is the annual taxonomy 2018, and at the same time we'll update those examples from last year. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
All participant lines are now unmuted.
Any questions for that?
Just from my own information, mm-hmm. this were so because we the IDCG reviewed the
yes.
examples beforehand, so the enhancements you are making now is to address the feedback we received.
That's
at
correct.
That time,
we received feedback last year regarding those examples in that were published back in 2017, and those changes are related to the comments we received from the IDCG members.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tarek, for the update. I don't think there's any further questions or comments from the group. So those were the two agenda topics that we had for today. We'll also let you get a short call just to update the IPP. There's a lot of background. Before we move on to the third now of the call, there's one other piece, one other topic I wanted to touch on in the any other business. We have the draft agenda together for the April face-to-face meeting. In the draft agenda, we had added a half an hour for opting from the members. What I'm looking for is from the members, and those that are on the call and others, to submit any topics that they may want to cover during that half hour session. It's only a half an hour, so we're hoping that you can keep the topic, at least both of the topics, to a short update. And if you could submit your thoughts or proposals for that there, and what you might want to update the group on, as soon as possible, really, into the team there, we can review it and schedule with the updates accordingly. Anything to add to that particular portion, Reed?
I think for these updates, I think as staff and I think as the IFRS Foundation, we would be particularly interested in updates on technology or things that really may affect the taxonomy or digital reporting in generally, like for instance, could be something about what you are doing on blockchain and how this may affect financial reporting. This could be some specific work you are doing within your own taxonomies, which has some impact on the IFRS taxonomy. So I think these are the type of updates we are looking for. So they really need to have some relevance to the work that the IFRS Foundation is doing or to the taxonomy. That's all about it.
Is there a cutoff time for the meeting? I don't think there is, but it's the time.
I would say we probably invite comments or things like that until I would say mid-March, and then because from mid-March now we can try to organize who wants to say something and a lot of times and things like that. So any submissions, please provide them to John by mid-March. I'm trying to think when it's mid-March, let's say 15th of March. Yeah.
Should we send those to Fran via email?
I would prefer to send them to John and to Antarka, and I'll talk to you in a minute about that. Yeah.
Okay, send them in to myself by email, and then we can organize. With that, can we move on to the next piece? I think you've come to any other business. Rita, you wanted to address the the group as well. Would you go ahead and address the group?
Yeah, thank you. Can you just put it on mute for a minute? Okay.
All participants are now muted.
Okay, I just want to update you on two things. It's on a new member that has joined the ADRES taxonomy team, and on changes we are making to the membership of the ITCG. Maybe, so we have the pleasure of Vivek, who is joining, was joined the ADRES taxonomy team in January. Vivek, do you just want to give a short introduction to yourself?
Yeah, hello everyone. My name is Vivek Baer, and I came from India. I was a part of National Standard Setter team. So my main role was the development and maintenance of Indian XBRL taxonomies. So I am into XBRL from last 7 years, and I look forward to contribute and learn more about the IFRS taxonomy here. Thank you
very much, Vinay. And then I also want to update you on ITCG membership. And it's really with deep regret that I have to say that at the end of March, we'll have 3 members of the ITCG who will be leaving the ITCG. Now, that is Balu, that is Jim Truscott, and that is Thomas Egan. Now, I really want to take this opportunity to thank very much these members that have contributed significantly to the ADRES taxonomy in the last 4 years for Jim and Balu, and for Thomas's contribution even went before the ITCG. Thomas was a very well-known member of a predecessor of the ITCG, which was the XQT, and also Thomas has really served as the vice chair of the ITCG in the last 4 years. So on behalf of the trustees of the ADRES Foundation, our board members and the team, thank you so much for your contribution. It has been really greatly valuable for us. Then also, because Thomas is now has left the ITCG or will be leaving the ITCG at the end of March, we had a new position for vice chair of the ITCG. And the trustees of the ADRES Foundation, DPOC, appointed at the end of January a board member, and that board member is Anne. And thank you very much and welcome to the ITCG. And Anne, do you mind talking a little bit, giving a short introduction to yourself, please?
Thank you, Rita. So I'm Anne Tarker, and I joined the board in July of 2017, last year. My prior work was as a professor of accounting and a member of the Australian Accounting Standards Board. So I look forward to working with everyone on the IT consultative group and also with the staff on taxonomy going forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Anne. And with that, Tom, I think that concludes our meeting today, unless someone else has anything else they want to bring to the table.
All participant lines are now unmuted.
No. Then we
are. Doesn't sound like there's any further updates or anything else.
No, then we're all looking forward to seeing you at our April meeting and also for the dinner that we normally organize for members as a big thank to the contributions you give to us, really. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.